stiff arm. Gore cuts it inside. Frank Gore is still going. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Two from the 40, couple of tight ends, receiver right and Adrian. Hand off Adrian. Scoots loose up the middle. Across the 30, to the 20, inside the 10. Touchdown!
First down and 10, Johnson. Gets a shoulder square. Watch out! He's got getting away from the top speed. Touchdown!
Welcome in to episode 4 of the Grinding the Edge podcast here on South Harmon. Once again, I'm your host, Koopa. You can find me on Twitter, at DynastyKoopa. You can also find me on the Discord by my handle, KoopaTroopa8. This week, we're going to be talking about something that's kind of niche in the world of Dynasty, and in fantasy football in general, and that is kickoffs. If you did not know, the NFL implemented a new rule for kickoffs this upcoming season. It's going to be like the kickoffs, if you've seen any highlights of the XFL, where the returning team is lined up at the 35 on their side. The kicking team is lined up 10 yards away at the 45. And then the kicker's all the way back at the 35, and he kicks the ball. When he kicks the ball, only the returner, and I'm going to put a little parentheses S there, I'll explain that later, is allowed to move until they catch the ball. Once they catch the ball, now everybody is able to move. And the idea is that, hey, the return team is set up very close to the coverage team. You're able to reduce the incidence of injuries. And the other thing is, this rule also has a component that helps encourage kickoff returns. And that is that when it goes into the end zone, it gets brought back to the 30 for a touchback. However, what that means is if you can land your kickoff in between, say, like the 1 and 10 yard line, now you have to return it all the way 20 yards to make up for that difference. And since most kickoffs are, they only average slightly over 20 yards per kickoff return, you get it inside the 10. Now they're starting with worse field position than doing a touchback. So there's going to be a lot of incentive for kickers to try and land it between that 0 and 10 yard line mark and be able to set their defense up with better field position. What this also means is that there's going to be a lot more kickoffs being returned. And in some of our fantasy leagues, we get points for kickoff returns. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. The potential fantasy implications of this new rule, what it could look like for kickoff returners, what kind of scoring settings you might want to see in your league in order to be able to try and take advantage of these new kickoff return rules. And then we're also going to talk through, hey, who are all the kick returners right now? Who are the guys that you should go to your waiver wires right now and go and get? Before we get into it, first I want to talk about our sponsor, Ultimate Autographs. At Ultimate Autographs, you can go and sign up for live prize breaks and get all sorts of sports memorabilia. It doesn't just have to be football. It can be baseball. It can be basketball. They even have stuff that from other sports. You can get stuff from boxing and WWE and all sorts of things that you wouldn't necessarily expect to see from a normal sports memorabilia website. Everything comes with a certificate of authenticity, and you're able to know that everything you're getting is in fact genuine. So what you can do is you can go check it out and use our referral code at signedshit or signedsh.it and then use the code Harmon15 at checkout. Once again, that's signedshit or signedsh.t and use the code Harmon15 for 15% off at checkout. So the new kickoff rules, we have to establish a baseline for what it's going to look like for the new fantasy season. And luckily, we have seen these rules play out in the XFL. So we can actually utilize some of what has happened in the XFL and translate that into what it's going to be in the NFL. So in the XFL, they tend to average 2 to 3 returns per game for the good returners Even the guys who would get what I call like tryouts at the kick return position would get 2 to 3 returns. Each team would end up usually between 3 and 4 returns. And that's because the teams ended up, you can have up to 2 players back there in the return position. So teams would elect to always put 2 people back there. And then what they would do is one person would be the primary guy, but sometimes the ball would end up on the other side of the field from the primary guy, and so then the secondary guy would get it, and he would do the return. So first things first, that's something that we're going to have to pay attention to in the NFL, is that there's going to be 2 primary returners for most of these teams. It's not just going to be one guy. The second thing is that you're going to see a lot more returns from each of those players. So last season in the NFL, the guy that had the most returns by far was Keysan Nixon. He had 30 returns. The next highest was all the way down. Xavier Gibson had 22. So, and then after him, every other player had 18 or less. That is 1 or less returns per game. So you're going to immediately go from 1 or less returns per game to immediately having 2 to 3 returns per game for every single player. That difference is extremely large when it comes to potential fantasy implications. So in fantasy, about 8% of leagues have some amount of kick return yardage incorporated into the scoring. Of those, the most popular is actually 10 yards per point. So nearly a third of that 8%, so that would be 2.7% of leagues, they have 10 yards per point. And those 10 yards per point, that can be a big difference from one season to another when you're looking at this new rule change. So whereas in the old scoring settings, a player might get 1 return per game, so they're going to average about 20 yards, they're getting 2 points per game from the return. That's not going to make a difference to your fantasy team. However, with the new scoring settings, I'm talking about this primarily from a best ball lens, you're going to see games where on average they're getting 3 returns per game. So if they're getting on average 3 returns per game, that means that they have a decent chance of ending up with 5. They might even end up with 6 returns in a game. All of a sudden, now you're looking at, hey, that 20 yards per return, you multiply that out 5 or 6, now you're at 10, 12. If one of those returns goes extra long because they had the opportunity for 5 or 6 of them, maybe they're hitting like 15 points in that game. And when you're talking a best ball league, that's what a lot of these leagues where you end up with kick returns are going to be, is everyone turned on all the settings, there's a best ball league, you're going to have a ton of starters, all that kind of stuff. Now all of a sudden these return guys, even if they don't have any role on offense, are now viable. They're viable to have on your roster because you're going to be able to get so many more points out of them, because they're just going to be getting so many yards every single game from having all of these returns. Something I've done and something that I recommend you do is you go through all your leagues and check and see which ones have return yards. If your leagues don't have return yards, this entire episode is not going to apply to your league. That's why I'm talking about grinding the edge. This is something that is insanely niche, and it is something that is going to be extremely circumstantial. But in your leagues that do have kick return yards, check to see what the scoring settings are. I found the most common is 1 point for every 10 yards for kick returns, but the next highest is 1 for every 25, and then 1 for every 20. After that, we tend to get to the more of the extremes. So we'll end up with 1 for 15, it kind of splits the difference, and then 1 for 50, 1 for 33, and then 1 for 5. Especially if you are in a league that it is 1 point for every 5 yards of a kick return, this is going to be a huge difference to that league for this coming year. I would almost recommend going out there and trying to trade for some of these kick returners that I'm going to be talking about, because they're the guys that are going to be huge difference makers, assuming most of your other scoring settings are kind of close to standard. So, in these leagues, I recommend finding, okay, what is the actual number of points that these players scored last year? And then taking that and adding some value to it. So if, say, you look at your league and you're looking at the value of Xavier Gipson. So Xavier Gipson had 22 returns last year. Go through and just take all of his stats for every single game and triple them. Just for the return stats, obviously. But just pretend like he had 66 returns, because that's essentially what we're going to be looking at for the top tier guys, is they're going to be getting 3 to 4 returns per game. Go through, calculate out what their new fantasy value is, and then go into the warp tool. So in the warp tool, in the experimental features tab, is a create a player option. So you can go through and type in, hey, this is the value that this player scored every single week. You go through, you set, hey, wide receiver, I'm going to use a custom player. And then you set the points for every single week. And then when you go to the single year data, that player is going to appear. And what's cool about that is you can see, hey, what is the value of this hypothetical player? I'm able to already see what the warp value of this kick returner is, even though he's never played a game under this rule set. So I highly recommend going through doing that just to get the value of, are these kick returners going to be guys that I actually want in this league? Are they going to be the kinds of guys that are going to make a difference to my team? Can I get away with having a lack of, say, wide receiver threes on this best ball team and just replace them with a bunch of these kick returners? That's the sort of thing that you can go through and use the warp tool for. And I'm going to give you a list of a bunch of names to go through and plug in this data for and figure out, hey, are these the kinds of guys that I want? So what we're going to do the rest of this episode is I'm just going to run through all the kick returners for all 32 teams in the NFL from 2023 and talk about who I think might be the kick returner for this coming year, or potentially kick returners, because as I mentioned, there could be two guys for each team. So the Arizona Cardinals. Last season, Greg Dortch returned 17 out of 18 possible kickoffs. He is probably going to be a kick returner in 2024. He's still on contract. They also signed DJ Dallas. DJ Dallas was the primary kick returner for Seattle. I would highly expect that if you're looking at, hey, who are going to be the two kick returners there in Arizona, probably Greg Dortch and DJ Dallas would be my first bets. So if you need those guys, go and get them. The Atlanta Falcons. Last year, Cordarrelle Patterson had 7 out of 14 returns. We've known that he's a former Pro Bowl kick returner, but the Falcons seem to be trying to get away from him doing all the kick return duty, and also Cordarrelle Patterson was having some troubles with injuries over the course of the season and the season before, so they had initially put in Mike Hughes to do kick returns at the beginning of the season, but he ended up getting fired partway through the season, and then Keith Smith got a little bit of a trial before Cordarrelle went back there to continue kick returning. But Cordarrelle Patterson is now on the Steelers. So we have to look at who's the potential replacements. The first one is Ray-Ray McCloud III. He was signed from San Francisco, and he was their punt and kick returner. So he's a prime candidate to potentially take over that duty. We also have Avery Williams. He missed all of 2023 because he tore his ACL in July of 2023 during training camp. And he was the primary kick returner and punt returner for Atlanta before he tore his ACL. So I would look for either of those two guys, potentially both, to be the kick returners for the coming year. Avery Williams will hopefully be back and full go to start the season. He did tear his ACL before the season even started. So it's in almost 2 months before, if I remember the exact date correctly. So we should be good to see him and not be worried about the, oh, he's going to miss the beginning of the year kind of thing that you might see with a guy like TJ Hockenson, who tore his ACL pretty late in the season. The Baltimore Ravens had Devin Duvernay, their all-pro kick returner. He returned 9 out of 13 kickoffs in 2023. And when he was injured, Justice Hill was the guy that did some of the kickoff duty in his stead. DuVernay has left the Ravens and has signed with the Jaguars. So Justice Hill is the primary kick returner. In terms of guys that are on the roster, they also signed Deonta Hardy. Deonta Hardy, he's had some kick return experience in the past, and so he may come in and fill that role if they don't like how Justice Hill did. You could also potentially look to see a rookie come in and take it over, or somebody else that we aren't expecting. The Buffalo Bills had a split between Ty Johnson and Khalil Shakir last year. It seems to have resulted in, as long as Ty Johnson is able to make the roster, that Ty Johnson is the kick returner, and that Khalil Shakir was kind of the backup. So when we got later on in the year and we were having like Leonard Fournette come in and be the third running back, Ty Johnson ended up just being on the inactives list. And so that's when Khalil Shakir ended up returning. Leonard Fournette also got an opportunity in there. It was kind of weird. I don't know what exactly their plan was with Leonard Fournette at all. But if I were to look at for 2024, Ty Johnson's definitely a good target. Khalil Shakir is also an intriguing target, because if he does end up winning the return job or one of the two return jobs, we also know that he's going to be relatively involved in the offense. And so it's just going to be an extra little boost, even in those leagues where you only get 1 point for every 20 yards per return. It might be an extra 2 or 3 points per game that you're able to get out of Khalil Shakir compared to another equivalently evolved in the offense wide receiver. The Carolina Panthers had Raheem Blackshear with 16 out of 24 of their total team returns after Laviska Shenault got injured in week 6. So Laviska Shenault started the season, and then when he got hurt, Raheem Blackshear took over. Blackshear seemed to do really well, and Laviska Shenault is no longer on the team, having gone to Seattle. So I would highly expect that Raheem Blackshear is going to be the guy that you want for kick returns in Carolina. The Chicago Bears had Velus Jones Jr. return 16 out of 23. Tyler Scott started the season as the returner, and he got 5 of the first 7 returns, but he ended up essentially getting benched as the return man, and Velus Jones took over. Velus Jones is still on the team for 2024. I would expect to see him being one of the primary two guys back there. The Cincinnati Bengals had Travion Williams with 12 out of the 17 total kick returns. He also had 16 kick returns in 2022. I would highly expect that he's going to be the kick returner again in 2024. Chase Brown did kick return twice in the last week. So look out for him potentially to get involved. I don't know whether he would be take over as the primary guy, but it might be Chase Brown and Travion Williams back there doing kick returns for the Bengals. The Cleveland Browns had Pierre Strong take most of their kick returns, so he had 8 out of 11 for the team. However, they also, this offseason, signed Nyheim Hines. Nyheim Hines is known as a kick return specialist, and I would not be surprised to see him take over the job from Pierre Strong. I would highly expect that it's going to come down to whichever running back can make the roster and be active on game day. They already have Nick Chubb, Jerome Ford, and Deonta Foreman in that running back room. If Chubb misses the beginning of the season, they might be able to keep both Strong and Hines on the roster. But I would highly expect that once Chubb is back from injury, one of those two guys is getting cut and put onto the practice squad. And so you're going to end up seeing who their ideal kick returner is based on who's on the roster once week one hits. The Dallas Cowboys had Kevontae Turpin take most of their kick returns with 10 out of 18. Rico Dowdle split with Kevontae Turpin about 50-50 through the beginning of the year. But then he had a huge muff in week 16, and then Kevontae Turpin returned all 6 kickoff returns after that. So I would highly expect that Kevontae Turpin has shown that, hey, I'm going to be the kick returner for the team, and he's going to be the guy coming in 2024. if the Cowboys decide to give Rico Dowdle another chance, maybe he'll be back there with him, but I would not necessarily expect it based on how that split ended up going after he muffed that one in Week 16. The Denver Broncos had Marvin Mims return all their kickoff returns of note. So he returned 15 out of 16, but the 16th was a one-yard return by a tight end. I think that was either some kind of squib kick or onside kick prevention or something. I didn't look into it specifically. But he's under contract for 2024, obviously, and so he's going to be a good target if you're trying to look for a kick returner from the Broncos. The Detroit Lions had Khalil Dorsey return 12 of their 19, and Craig Reynolds their 5 of their remaining 7. So Craig Reynolds might be worth a gamble because he did end the season as the kick returner, but Khalil Dorsey would be another good opportunity if you have an IDP league, because this is, of course, a cornerback for the Detroit Lions. Green Bay Packers had Keyshawn Nixon. He was a Pro Bowl returner. He returned 30 kickoffs, by far the most in the league last year. He is a cornerback, so you would need to be in an IDP league to take advantage of him. But he's pretty clearly going to be Green Bay's kickoff returner. If they have a second guy, I don't know exactly who it is, because they would have to essentially go through Keyshawn Nixon first, and we haven't seen that the past couple seasons. The Houston Texans were a tough team to identify who their kick returner even was last year. So Damian Pierce had the most for the team. He returned 7, but they had 23 total returns over the course of the season. So Damian Pierce had 7, Mike Boone and Devin Singletary each had 4, Steven Sims had 3, Tank Dell had 2, Andrew Beck had 2. So it ended the season with Damian Pierce and Steven Sims splitting the return duties. In the playoffs, Sims was promoted to the active roster, and he seems to be a return specialist, so assuming he can make the roster, he'd be a good guy to target, but he is listed as a wide receiver. He'd be like the 7th wide receiver if he's lucky, in my opinion, on that team, especially with all the good wide receivers they have, with how many injuries they had towards the end of the year last year, the adding of Stephon Diggs. I might be interested more in Damian Pierce to revive the role as the sole kick returner, because he was that at the end of the season before Steven Sims was able, essentially had room to be promoted onto the roster. The Indianapolis Colts did not return very much. So Isaiah McKenzie returned 6 of 9. That is partially to do with the rules where if you fair caught between the 1 and the 30 last year, the 1 and the 25, you just automatically got the ball at the 25. It was kind of like essentially doing a touchback. So they had a lot of fair catches on kickoffs. So Isaiah McKenzie returned 6 of 9. Josh Downs had the last 2 of the season, and he was on the field for the last 4 weeks for kickoff returns. Isaiah McKenzie essentially got benched and was inactive those weeks. McKenzie is now a Giant, so Downs is the only one from 2023 that has kickoff experience on that team. So they might be a team that either gives it to Downs as like a wide receiver 3 target that can also give you some kickoff return bonuses, or you can look to see potentially they're going to grab a returner from either elsewhere on their roster or from somewhere in the draft. The Jaguars had Jamal Agnew return 15 of 29 kicks last year. Agnew is still a free agent because the Jaguars went ahead and they signed Devin Duvernay. Devin Duvernay is Pro Bowl returner from Baltimore. I would be very surprised if Duvernay was not the kick returner for Jacksonville. That seems to be the entire reason that they've signed him. So Devin Duvernay is a big target if you're looking for purely kick return yards. I would not expect him to get that many receiving yards. He might be the 4th or 5th wide receiver on that team. The Kansas City Chiefs had Richie James back there kick returning in 2023. He returned 9 out of 12 returns for the team, and the 3 returns that were not him were when he was out with a knee injury. He missed 8 weeks, and they only returned the ball 3 times without him. And that really shows just like how much they didn't trust anyone else to do the kick return job. However, Richie James is not on a team. He's still a free agent. The Chiefs have not gotten anybody to replace him. If you look on Our Lads, they list Denarik Prince. Denarik Prince was named the kick returner at the beginning of training camp last year. And then he seems to have lost it by the time the season started. So if that gives you any confidence, it gives me zero confidence in him being the kick returner. If he lost the job over the course of training camp, he didn't even make it to the season. He was a rookie. Like, that's when you would expect that he's going to have the opportunity. Maybe he was muffing a bunch of kicks in practice, and this coming year they're going to give him another shot. I don't know. But unless he grew a lot, I don't expect him to have the job. And so I would look for somebody new to potentially be coming there from the draft or something like that. The Los Angeles Chargers had Darius Davis with 17 out of 18 returns in 2023. He was also their punt returner. And he's also potentially like the number 3 wide receiver. This is, of course, before the draft. So if you're listening to this after the draft, I don't know about any receivers they may or may not have drafted. But he may, if they don't end up getting a bunch of receivers in the draft, they just happen to draft really poorly, he could also be like a number 3 wide receiver on LA. So he's somebody that I would potentially be looking to target, especially in best ball, for the combination of kick returns and being able to be on the team on offense and potentially get a couple passes thrown his way. The Rams had Austin Trammell return 6 out of 9. They were another one of those teams that took advantage of the fair catch, brings it up to the 25 rule a bunch. He was also their primary punt returner, but he's now a free agent. The Rams, from what I could tell, have not signed anybody to replace him, so you might potentially be looking to see them get somebody in the draft. The Las Vegas Raiders had Deontay Carter return all 11 of their kickoffs, but he is a free agent. Trey Tucker is somebody that is a potential interest because he had a bunch of experience in college returning kickoffs. But the fact that he didn't play over DeAndre Carter is kind of interesting to me, because I would think that you would usually at least give that guy a chance over the course of the season. But he's potentially somebody that you could go out and be like, all right, let me just try out this guy and see whether it's even worth it on my fantasy roster if they don't end up getting somebody in the draft. The Miami Dolphins had Braxton Berrios take 18 of their 18 kickoff returns. He's going to be back next year. Expect to see him reprise his role as the Dolphins kick returner. The Vikings had Kenne Nwangwu return 15 out of 19 kicks. He'll likely be the kick returner in 2024. Ty Chandler's also somebody to watch out for if Kenne doesn't make the roster. There were a couple games last year where he ended up being a healthy scratch, and during those games, Ty Chandler was the guy that went back and handled the kick return duties. In New Orleans, Rashid Shaheed had 18 out of 22 of the kick returners. He was also a Pro Bowl returner. He's definitely going to be reprising his role in 2024, and he's another one of those guys that he'll be involved on the offense as well, so he might get you both kick return points and potentially catch a couple passes over the course of the game. Kind of add all that up to be somebody that is going to get you enough fantasy points, and especially with the new rules, even like potentially in a lineup league, if you have high enough kick return points, if you're getting like if it's like 10 yards to a point or something, that might be a decently sized floor too, just because you can rely on quite a few kickoff returns. The New England Patriots had Ty Montgomery start the season. He got 9 out of 18, and then he got cut. When he got cut, Jalen Reagor picked up, and he got 7 of the remaining 9. So Jalen Reagor did get re-signed. So he may reprise his role as the returner. The Patriots also have like no wide receivers, so he might just be able to make the roster as a result. Antonio Gibson was also signed to New England, and he could pick up the return role as well after doing all the kick returns for the Washington Commanders. If I had to take a bet, I'm going to bet on Antonio Gibson, but that also might be my anti-Jalen Reagor bias. I'm sure a lot of us have that in the Dynasty community, so I would watch out for both of those guys. The New York Giants had Eric Gray start the season, and he had 4 out of the total of 13 returns, and then he lost the job to Paris Campbell, who returned the remaining 8. And they signed Isaiah McKenzie to in 2024 from the Colts, and Paris Campbell has left and gone to Philadelphia. So I would expect that Isaiah McKenzie is the guy that's going to return for the Giants. That's who I would be looking out from them. The New York Jets had Xavier Gibson. He returned 22 out of 24, and he's likely going to reprise his role as the kick returner. He came in and did that as a rookie, and from everything that I can tell, he did quite well. The Philadelphia Eagles had Boston Scott return 8 out of 13, but he is no longer on the team. They instead signed Paris Campbell from the New York Giants, and so I would expect to see him be the kick returner for the Eagles unless they bring in somebody else. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they had a little bit of a mishmash. They had 11 out of 24, a total from Godwin Igwebuke, if I'm saying his name right even. They also got some from Desmond King before King was cut and he ended up going to Houston. And then they got 6 from Anthony McFarland when Anthony McFarland was on the team. There's a big question mark there in terms of who the returner is going to be. They signed Cordarrelle Patterson. I think that is a little bit of a, hey, Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator here, and he knows Cordarrelle, so he's going to come over. So he could potentially be the returner. He's also like 32 or 33, and that's starting to get up there, especially when you're talking about like the speed and agility that you want out of the kick returners. If I had to take a guess, I would go Patterson, maybe Igwebuke. That's a little bit up in the air for me. I don't expect them to be a team that highly targets a kick returner that's either still in free agency or in the draft, though. The Seattle Seahawks had DJ Dallas return 17 out of 26, but he has moved on to Arizona that I mentioned at the beginning. Dwayne Eskridge, took over midway through the season, and then he got hurt, and DJ Dallas ended up finishing the season for them. So DJ Dallas started it, Eskridge took over, and then Dallas took it back over when Eskridge got hurt. The Seahawks ended up signing Laviska Shenault this offseason. He is the kick returner for the Panthers before he got hurt. I expect that it's going to either be Eskridge or Shenault. I would lean towards Shenault simply because his salary is fully guaranteed, so they really don't have a reason to cut him, whereas Eskridge is somebody that could be more easily cut. The San Francisco 49ers had a split last year with Ray McCloud getting 10 out of 20. Deebo Samuel actually returned 6 of them, and Jordan Mason got 2, and the other 2 were to some other guys. With Ray McCloud leaving, I could not find anyone else on the team who seemed to me to be a good candidate. So I don't think they put Deebo Samuel back there regularly. I think Deebo was just a little bit of a, hey, we'll give you a couple of these reps. So they seem to give him reps just like everywhere and try to put the ball in his hands. I think this is a prime spot for if a rookie ends up there or they sign one of these guys that's still in free agency, whether that's a guy like a Richie James or somebody like that. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers had Devin Tompkins return all their punts and kickoffs. He got re-signed. Expect the same thing happening next year in 2024. The Tennessee Titans gave 13 of their returns to Tyjae Spears. But towards the latter half of the season, Chris Moore ended up taking over the kick return duties. As Tyjae started getting more involved with the offense, Moore took over. Moore also ended up going to the Cardinals. That's like a third guy that I've mentioned in the Cardinals that could end up being a kick returner. So Spears is the only guy there that returned kicks from the 2023 season. Depending on what the split looks like between Spears and Tony Pollard would be whether he ends up kick returning. If the split is much closer to a 50-50, then I would expect that Spears does not end up being the kick returner. But if we end up seeing something more like a 70-30, that could be something where the community knocks down the value of Tyjae Spears because, oh, hey, he's not getting nearly as many rushes every game. But if you're in a league that has kick return points, you end up with Tyjae Spears actually getting boosted back up into relevance. The Washington Commanders had Antonio Gibson return 14 out of their 24 total kicks, and Byron Pringle 9 out of the remaining 10. Byron Pringle has not re-signed anywhere, and Antonio Gibson has gone over to New England. Our lads has listed Chris Rodriguez as the kick returner, but he returned 2 kicks his redshirt freshman year in 2019, so I don't think he's the kick return guy either. I think this is another team where you're looking at free agent or rookies coming in. So that is all 32 teams. I'm going to run through the names so that way if you were thinking about going back through and like making a list of the guys that you want to add or see if they're available on waivers, here's just one big long list for you. You want to look at Greg Dortch, DJ Dallas, Ray-Ray McCloud, Avery Williams, Deonta Hardy, Ty Johnson, Khalil Shakir, Raheem Blackshear, Velus Jones Jr., Travion Williams, Nyheim Hines, Pierre Strong, Kevontae Turpin, Marvin Mims, Khalil Dorsey, Craig Reynolds, Keyson Nixon, Damian Pierce, Josh Downs, Devin Duvernay, Darius Davis, Trey Tucker, Braxton Berrios, Kenne Nwangwu, Rashid Shaheed, Antonio Gibson, Isaiah McKenzie, Xavier Gibson, Paris Campbell, Cordero Patterson, Godwin Igwebuke, Laviska Shenault, Devin Tompkins, and Tyjae Spears. Some teams that are going to be some good landing spots for some potential rookies, and I'll go over who those are in a second. But look at the Ravens, Texans, Colts, Chiefs, Rams, Raiders, 49ers, Titans, and Commanders. Any of those teams, if they end up either signing somebody off of free agency who's a returner or they end up drafting somebody who has return experience, look out for the guys that end up there. So, since this is coming out the morning of Saturday, where we're about to go into round 4 of the NFL draft, I figured I would go through some of the guys who are going to be in the draft that are listed as guys that have experience and potentially could be doing it in the NFL. So the first one is Ladeatrick Griffin, wide receiver from Mississippi State. Second one, Anaya Smith, wide receiver from Texas A&M. Keelan Robinson, running back from Texas. Xavier Leggett, wide receiver from South Carolina. Malik Washington, wide receiver from Virginia. Tyrone Tracy, running back from Purdue. Will Shipley, running back from Clemson. Isaac Garendo, running back from Louisville. Jalen Gill, wide receiver from Fresno State. And Kenny Loken, safety from Kansas. There's also two guys that are kind of interesting. They have punt experiences, but they did not return kickoffs in college. And that is Xavier Worthy, wide receiver from Texas, and Daquan Hardy, the cornerback from Penn State. So look out for those lists of rookies in combination with the list of teams that don't have kickoff returners. And if any of those guys end up getting matched up, that's somebody that I would look out for as a sneaky, hey, I could maybe get this guy in the third round of my rookie draft as opposed to waiting till the fifth or maybe the fourth round. I'd draft them an extra little bit earlier out of an idea that, hey, this might be the guy that's actually returning kicks for this team. So That's everything that I have for this week. Definitely go take advantage of the warp tool at southharmonff.com to figure out, hey, are these kickoff returners going to be a difference maker in my league? And if they are, go ahead and go back a couple minutes to that list that I read out and do what I did. And I went through and just added all of these guys on my team. It's right now, it's the off season. It's time for speculation. In your lineup leagues, you're probably doing any running back on a 53 or any quarterback that could be on a two strategy where you're just trying to see who's going to even make the roster. The kick returners is something that you can put onto your team as a, hey, let me speculate on this guy, especially when you're talking about best ball leagues. Right now is when we roster the running backs, because it doesn't matter if we have a zero. Same thing with all these kick returners. It doesn't matter if we have a zero right now. When we get close to the season, we're going to know who gets cut, who makes the team, and that's going to help us identify who the kick returners are going to be. And with the new rule set this year, it's going to be much more important for teams to have a good, solid kick returner. I would also not be surprised to see this churn over at the beginning of the season and see that we have a different group of people each week, or rotate through every couple weeks as teams try and figure out who's going to do the best with this new rule set. So that's everything that I have. Make sure to stay sharp and grind that edge.